Hey everyone, and good morning. This is Pastor Mark, and we're ready for another morning devotions with Brother Mark. Here we are, March the 28th, 2019. We trust you're having a good week, and just a blessing to be able to come to you today and share with you our next segment in our morning devotions. You know, there are many times in my life when I just want to stop and thank the Lord for what He's done in my life. Do you ever come to times like that when you can just stop and really think about who you were and who God has made you to be? You know, every day if we go to the store, we turn on the TV, you log on to social media, any of those things, the sinfulness of the world is so evident. You know, the world we live in is full of sin, and people have no idea about sin anymore. I mean, no one even, if you mention sin, they may not even know what sin is. I mean, maybe they might think murder or rape or something like that might be sin, but, you know, they don't think anything about premarital sex or profanity or anything like that. They just have no idea about what sin is, and no matter how hard we might try to keep ourselves separate from sin, we're exposed to it every day. Think about this. Have you been exposed to any of the world's music lately? Yesterday, I was in a place where the music was playing loud, and you know, I couldn't escape it. And some of the things that were being said, it was just amazing to me. I mean, what's even more troubling is that those in the world, they don't even think that there's anything wrong with that music. The actions which maybe in the past were seen as sinful and some of them even shameful, now they're celebrated, and no one is ashamed to. If you're around young people, they'll do things and it doesn't even bother them. So why do I discuss this with you? Well, I was in this place yesterday where this music was playing, and there was some young people there, and a lot of things they were doing, you know. I couldn't help but think, thank you, Lord, that's not me. You know, before I was saved, it would have been me. Yet the Lord rescued me from my depraved nature. If the Lord would not have rescued me from my depraved nature, the sinfulness that is in the world would have been the sin that I was committing. And I'm just so thankful. And I bet you are too. Aren't you thankful just now that God rescued you from your old nature, and that God is working in you, and that you can tell that there's a difference between you and those that are in the world? It caused me to think about this passage of Scripture, and it's amazing. You're in a place where there's a lot of activity going on, and you know, it's funny how your mind can be drawn to the Scripture. And so I thought about this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now think about that. God has chosen us. I was able to think about as I was witnessing the sinfulness of the world all around me. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me. Thank you for keeping me from being involved in that sin. Thank you for separating me from that. And I'm not involved in that type of sin. And I was able to think, God has chosen me. Think about this. Not only has he chosen us and he's keeping us away from that sin, but it says that he has chosen us to be holy and without blame before him in love. So we recognize that God has chosen to work in our lives to be holy. Now, all of us will say that we know that we're not all that we should be. We know that we're not perfect, and we know that there is sin ever present before us, but I think hopefully you can say that you're closer to God today than you were before. You're more separate from the sin that's in the world. You're more holy today than you were in the past. You're more separated unto God. You can sense the presence of God in your life. Sense the Holy Spirit leading you. I bet you can. I bet you can sense that Holy Spirit. And sometimes as you're going through those things in life, you're thankful that a Holy Spirit is there to maybe encourage you or show you thankfulness. And then also, you know, we can think about things like this. Because we know that God has chosen us to be holy and without blame before Him in love, then we can read verses like Psalm 28, where it says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. I have trusted in Him, and I will trust in Him." You know, we can just be thankful for all of these things. We can be thankful that God is my strength. What is this keeping me from the sin that's in the world? The strength of God. It's protecting me. It's my shield that's protecting me from the sin that's in the world. What's giving me the strength to live holy and without blame before Him in love? Of course, it is the Lord that is my strength. And I'm trusting in Him to protect me. I'm trusting in Him to lead me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. We can claim those things because we know that He has chosen us. I am thankful today for the help of the Lord. How about you? I bet you are too. Aren't you thankful that God has chosen you? Aren't you thankful that God has saved you? Aren't you thankful the Holy Spirit is working in you? Let's pray. So today, Lord, as we come to You in prayer, we just want to stop and thank You for choosing us to salvation. Lord, we know that Your choice of us was not because of any works that we had done. Your choice of us was according to Your good pleasure, the good pleasure of Your will. Lord, sometimes we just have to stop and say, wow. That truth is beyond comprehension. Lord, thank You that not only did You choose us, but You're working in us. You're making us holy. I pray today that Your people will be overwhelmed as they sense the love You had for them by choosing them and working in them. I pray, God, that we will live holy lives. I also pray, Lord, that You will examine our hearts to see if there be any wicked way in us. If there is anything in our hearts that is not holy, I pray that You will reveal it to us, help us to confess it, grant to us forgiveness, so we can be in the place where You can bless us. Also, Lord, we thank You that You are our strength and our shield. Help us to trust in You today. Thank You for the blood of Your Son, Jesus Christ, that cleanses us from all sins. It is the blood of Christ that makes this possible. I just thank You. Thank You. Thank You today. In the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray you're encouraged as you think about God choosing you unto salvation. Until tomorrow, Pastor Mark, signing off.